2003, Monday night, Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. We're in the middle of Tafresh Zion, Seif Gimel, the Halachos of Vidui, Seif Dalet actually. Avonu Shizvada Alayim Yom HaKippurim Sheobar Veloshino Alayhem. It could happen sometimes that a person really does do tshuva the right way, and he doesn't repeat a chait. So he has already said Vidui in past Yom HaKippurims. He remembers that, and he didn't repeat the chait. Afilu hachi yachar lachzor ulehizvados aleihem. He could say vidui again. You know, he said vidui. Presumably the aver was nimchal. He didn't repeat it, but that's a concept that he's still being mizvada. He still feels bad about it. The Mishnah Berurah explains a little further. Af benodim lachaveru gonav v'gozel v'chadoyma. Avo bishamochalo. He rectified the avla and the person was mochel. In other words, there's still room to say vidui for the benodom la mokom avla. I'm not sure why the Mishnah Berurah says that here. That's no geya even the first time around. Avalam hiknit chaveru bedvarim, only amapich b'charoro. Things that are, sometimes you could, I assume he's talking in an oifen where you weren't over the lav of inaz dvarim, which is a regular lav. So I guess, you know, it's one rung below that. Sometimes you'll have, if Olam learned the Gemara, sometimes the Gemara's, once in a while, you have come across a Gemara that says, "Ein lo olav ela tarumos," or it's such a lashon. So Rabbi Sol Salanta points out, as others do, that what does it mean? It means he can have tainus to him, but he has no halachic claim. So that means that if, and it, whatever the scenario is in business, it has to do with hiring people, with business, with taking customers away. So you can have tainus to him. So that means that you can't have tainus to someone without a good reason. You're not going to even have tainus to someone. So if you anger at someone, even in a way that's not oinos dvarim, but you have tainus to him, or you made him have tainus to you unjustifiably, you got him upset in a way that you weren't even over a lot. He says, "Yishlomich yegam lekimish abikish mechila mechaveiro." I don't know. Vizvada b'yom kippur rishon ain't sorokle hizvados b'yom kippur shenis. No, I don't know. Maybe that's not. Oh, that's, you look in the Shara Tzion. The hefsharach b'yom kippurim rishon ain't sorokle hizvados kivin shekvar piyes also. That's where I was coming from. Because he's obviously talking in a way that there was no aveira b'nodom lamokom. He didn't reach the level of being over the love, but amolya kachepa someone. And technically not be over the lav. It's like eating something, eating a davaros or shaloka derech achila. You know, maybe there's ways to avoid the technical lav, but you're still violating certainly the spirit of the lav. So there, possibly, if you're mafayas your friend and he's meichel you, you don't have to. So I don't know. The sharatzi and I understand. That's what I really mistakenly remembered, that you don't even have to say vidui at all, because it's not really a ben adam lamokom involved, it's just a ben adam lachaveiro, which is an interesting concept to keep in mind, that it's possible such a thing. But it is, you know, you took pains to avoid the lav. You can take pains to avoid every lav in the Torah and violate the spirit of each one. It just takes a little, you know, you have to be a Talmud Chacham because you have to know how to do it. But so here also, what's the pshat that only in the Mishnah Berurah without the Shaar Tzion, I would, you know, so why the first Yom Kippur yes and the second Yom Kippur not? If we're saying that conceptually you could always be Mizvada a second Yom Kippur again. So look at the next Mishnah Berurah and that'll probably tell us the explanation, where he says, Lachzor Lizvados, the whole concept of doing it, if the Gemara Koma Harezer Meshubuch, Mishim Shenema V'chatosi Negdi Somid. So maybe the first Mishnah Berurah, so the Mishnah Berurah, not in the Shaar Tzion, would hold that to be mizvada, it's enough of an avla ben odom lamakom. You weren't over a lot, or else I don't see it would be a difference. But you still, you violated the spirit, let's say, of the lav, so it's appropriate to say vidui, which is an expression of ben odom lamakom. But to say v'chatasi negdi somid, for that you need a real chait. That's how I would explain the lumdus of the Mishnah Berurah. That to kick in the din of a chatosi negdi somid, for that you need a real chait, a technical chait. So if you don't have a technical chait, so you don't have a chatosi negdi somid. But it's still appropriate to say vidu ibn adam lamakom, because you violated the spirit of the lav. And for that also you could say vidu. The Sharatziyun is suggesting you don't even have to say vidu your first time. Once your friends moichel you, so, and you didn't do a technical chait, so it's not shaykh vidui. Maybe that's the pshat. I can be right once in a while. What's wrong? Okay. The idea, I don't know if you've ever experienced a real chait. How do I mean a real chait? You know, like Lashon Hara. You know. So it's not shaykh the din, you know, you could be mizvada again because you're not going to have a loishonah. But sometimes a person is nichshal on something really bad, and indeed he doesn't do it again. But you know, so we're learning here that it's still appropriate, even meshubach. The Mishnah Berurah says, and brings out for the Gemara, to be mismarmer, to feel bad about it, you know, and go through all the emotions of wishing you hadn't done it, and like to relive the whole tshuva experience. Even though you did it already and it was Niskaper. So that's what this din is saying. Okay. So, hey. Betfilos mincha erev Yom Kippur in a choysum bevidui shachreho. So this really applies to every tefillah on Yom Kippur. This is the din that we really had before, that a yochid is mizvada after he finishes the tefillah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Tezvav. Lafuki midas Rashi. You can make its own bracha. Baruchat Hashem Hokel Hasolchan. No, the Mechaber is not coming la'afuke, not to say it in the middle of the Shmona Esrei bracha like the Chazan does. That we know. That's, you know, that we've learned already. But the Mechaber is saying, even though you're saying it after Shmona Esrei, but you're not chosein. It's like an eighth bracha. You don't make an eighth bracha out of it. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying there is a Shitas Rashi that you could make it an eighth bracha and say Baruch Ato Hashem Hakel Hasolchan. V'adin, now that the Mechaber is focused on Erev Yom Kippur Mincha, so that's Lav Davka. V'adin Mechol Tfilos Yom Kippur and Echaisim B'Vidu Yishachreo V'nokat Tfilos Mincha Mishun Tbizay Asimun Ari B'Tfilos HaMincha. Okay, then actually Echsi B'Machzor HaVidu B'Mincha at all Elo Mispar L'Shmona Esri K'Vishor Yomos HaShono V'Einomim HaVidu Malkeinu V'Koshkin Tachnun. You didn't do that in the morning either, right? You didn't do that in the morning either. Except the fool's Erev Shabbos. Okay. Kol ha'kol loikim malkos arbo machet tefilas ha'mincha. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. One more Mishnah Berurah. Ein ha'chosin v'achar ha'lakai at shalom nutzarti ein ha'kedai shu gam ken ke'ein vidui. We say a really moving lashon there. That it's kedai to reflect upon. You say in that paragraph, that short paragraph, Hare ani lefanecha kechlima leibusha uklima. If you've ever experienced it, even not through chait, but if you've ever been in an experience where you wish you could be swallowed up by the earth, sometimes you're in such an experience, and you could relive. What's the lashon? Zelik Pliskin. Anybody have Meisha Torah? He has the right word for it. You could like tap into that emotion. There's a word for it. What? No, he has a verb he always uses. What? You tap into that state, but he uses a certain word. So you tap into that state, and you can experience. If you've ever had such an experience, I'm sure everybody has had at least one where they just cringe at the thought of how they felt, and they wished they could be swallowed up by the earth. And so, Harani Lefanecha Kechlima Levusha Klima, it's like a very powerful, I always thought that a very powerful phrase. And you can really tap into it and like try to relive, even if it wasn't connected to Chait. Like, face. he proposed to a girl. She said no, you know. You know, like, and you can tap into klima lebusho klima, you know, some experience you've had. It's a worthwhile experience. You're supposed to be bosh v'nichlam, the Rambam says, that a person is supposed to be bosh v'nichlam, that he was chote. Yomu l'kai, so after l'kai actually on the side, the any chedai, bakushin on the side, the kidul on the side, the offering, I love that. Very, very, very powerful paragraph. It's a pity we say it when we're tired already of davening. It's also that paragraph is gufa of vidui. Is charota. That's the Rambam's lashon of charota. Yomer alakai kama b'tzor l'shoni meira. Yeah. Also naomim tamid Rabbi Sonnenberg. Here's where I got what I told you from. Also naomim tamid yul rotsu mi'alachar etzila koydim tachnunim. Who had in Khan, Yomayu Lerotzen Kaidish Maskil Lomar, Alokanab Kabasano Tolo Fanakal Tulosano. So the clear implication is that if you don't say it, so you should not say it here either. Okay? I think, alright, whatever. You either say it or you don't say it. Whatever Nusuch you follow. Sif Kotten Vov, Kola Kol, Loike Malkus, Arboa, Makat Filus Amincha. Yishibur says, Lavdavka, Lashloshim Batesha, the Minigas, they're like to really undergo the Malkus experience, 39 lashes. Shemitech ka, they used to do it. In Europe, they did it. They stood there and they took turns, and the Chazan and the Deshamish. Shemitech ka, Chitin Alibu Loshu Me'avera Shabiyodo, in case you need a reminder. The Ben is saying Malkus Moyo does Manazeva, Mishnah Berurah says, it's not a real Malkus. They ain't learn a Smuchim. Malkus needs a Psak Desdin from Smuchim. You need a Sroh. There's so many technical requirements to get the real thing. The guy named Chayav Malkus, like a Sroh. El Baisum came, Shem Tekach Yoshuv. They used to do things to make sure that they experienced Yom Kippur properly. They did. What do you mean real? Like in Uncle Tom's cabin? I don't know. In the Gemara, in the Mishnah in Markus, it says B'chol Kocho. Whether they did it B'chol Kocho, I don't know. I hope not. It hurts. Who? What? Yeah. Hago b'nagu shenilka ima viduyim b'sho shenilka sholosh pomim oshamti u'bagadati b'amal koima b'rachu m'chaperobo. I don't know. Maybe they, do you know any place that does it? What?
You go to the kosel. Yeah.
People are doing that. What? They take off their shirts.
That's
symbolic. Shloisha pomim shem lametes tevet connected lametes malchus. Okay. Our whole fasting is symbolic. Achas v'shalom. But by all too many people. V'nagu l'malkus b'ritzua kol behu d'enarak zikaron l'malkus v'yikach ritzua shalego d'ashram al yodah sharkoneyu v'anilka v'yamad v'lo yeshev rak mute. That's like in the Mishnah in Makis. Pon of the tzofon v'achor of the doro. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why. Yom kippur enu mechaper ela l'ashov malaminim b'kaporoso avol ha'mavaipo u'mechashev b'libo mamoa li yom kippur zeh. Now, if you're thinking Mamoliyam Kippur because I'll probably be Chote afterwards, that's not what it's talking about. That's maybe Echtov Yom Kippur Machaper, as I know speaking of Yodel Asus Chuba, and Yom Kippur Machaper, rather. But if you feel that you're such a bad, you've done so much evil that, you know, what good, like, you know, what good is Yom Kippur going to do? So that's not a good thought. Hashem gave a day when you could be inspired to turn your life around, no matter what you've done, and you have to believe that that koach resides in the day, and that you can do it. That's all. No matter what, no matter how deep you're mired in chait, there's a koach that Yom Kippur has. And that's what the Miri I spoke out on Shabbos. Yom Kippur can do it. That's what Yom Kippur is. Normally, tshuva is a very long and slow and painful process. If you learn Shari Tshuva once, you learn Shari Tshuva, it's like, whoa! You know, it's like you can do nothing else your whole life but do tshuva. You go to Shari Tshuva and do the whole process that he has there. You could spend your whole life doing tshuva and you don't have time for anything else. And I don't, you know, I'm not saying that we shouldn't. It's a hard thing. There's a lot of things to juggle in life. But Yom Kippur really has a koach to bypass a lot of the things that are a process and you have to undergo. It's you're fasting. You're supposed to be menutuk from gashmius. That's the idea of fasting. You're in shul the whole day, being mispalel the whole day, and it's supposed to really inspire you to sort of leapfrog over what otherwise would be a very long and drawn out and difficult process. And I hold that's the pshat. And you have to believe that Yom Kippur can do that. You shouldn't like be meyayish. You have to open yourself up to the Yom Kippur experience and allow the Kedushas Hayom and the power that lies in the day to wash over you and have its effects. You have to let that happen. If you fight it, that's very bad. That's Eina Mechapa Lo. It's not going to work.
Even someone who's asking this in Russia.
So what? Don't worry about the Eibishter. Don't worry about his books. You're not his accountant. You're not his accountant. Nobody knows what was paskind. Nobody knows if he's a Rasha. Nobody knows anything.
You're saying this person who says Yom Kippur is not going to be Mishaper says, I did so much, I'm already...
You don't know that. You don't know that. That's all. You don't know that. Don't be the Eibishter's accountant. One good deed done sincerely can outweigh many, we don't know, could outweigh many averas done mitoch taiva. If you do an avera mitoch taiva, I don't want to give everybody an excuse to, you know, a lot of people talk Lashon Hara, we don't know, you're not allowed to, it's osur, it's a terrible, terrible sin, but you don't know, many people talk Lashon Hara because they have inferiority complexes. And they talk Lashon Hara and they feel better about themselves. Now that's terrible. But we don't know what the Eibishter is thinking. We don't know. And then you do one good maisa anonymously and you don't tell anybody. And the Chavis Olvoda says that's the greatest thing in the world. You don't know. You don't know the Eibishter. It might weigh 100 tons. You pick a piece of paper off the floor at a shul and nobody's looking. But you just want the shul to be clean. You pick up the paper. You don't know that's gold in the eyes of the Eibishter. We don't know Din Shel Milah. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The kol du avu gishadina berurah chav tefach. If you want technical markers, the whip has to be a tefach wide. More than the lokarak markers kalim, we don't do it b'chol kochol. We learned the Nach by Shimshon, by Delila. I said over a Rav Tzadik that a person can overcome every tithe in the world. He has a koach to do it, except for Taivas Momen. Taivas Momen is so rooted in a person. It doesn't have, it doesn't have to be. He wants to be a millionaire. No? He wants things. He wants to have things. And then the Tzaddik says that we said it by Delila in terms of how they were mafata Delila to betray Shimshon and then, like they offered him money. So we talked about it there, that the Taivas Momen is a very powerful force. Freud doesn't think so, but we do. Right? Freud says it's a different Taiva that's the most powerful force. But that's what I'm saying. Taivas Momen is the most powerful force. Uksiv, because you want things. You want to have things. You don't want to not have what you want. Somehow that's associated with Tzofon. Okay, Machnia Atzmul also Tzad Lodiya Shemisham Bolo Hachet. This is all wonderful if you realize the symbolism and it affects you, and it's wonderful. Okay, let's just start Tafresh Ches so we don't officially fall behind. Seidu Suda Mafsekes. Suda Mafsekes means the Suda with which you're Mafsek to eat. Ochlin Mafsekim Kodim Bein Ashmoshes. You don't eat up till the last minute. Shatzarech Lahosef Mechola Lakodesh. That's besides the logic of maybe a clock's wrong. And who says that the table and the luach is right? And who says your kitchen clock is right? Besides all of that, after you've taken all of that into account, you also have to be Mosef Mechol al HaKodesh. That's a din of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, and it's an obligation. It's an obligation, perhaps midioraisa every Shabbos. That's why we always have in the sign. Now, we gotta change the lashon. What do we write? Nochon. We gotta change Nochon to Tzarech. Something stronger. Yeah. We had it stronger, yeah. We gotta go back to, not an Ochayev. Tzarech. Tzarech. What? Tzarech, with lashon shekhanach. Tzarech, lashon mechon lakodesh. Okay, Matt, the new year, Lina, no more Nochon. Tzarech. The Tosefa Zeh Lo Shir El Kaidim Ben Ashmosha Shizmano Elav Chamish Meyazama called him Alayla. Right, that's Rav Ashur in that Opak, in that longitude and latitude of the Mechaber Eretz Yisrael, around 15 minutes Ben Ashmosha. Tzorach Lohosu Mechol Ola Kodesh Ma'ato Harbe Mishnebura But Tosefa Zeh Ein Bo Koresh. If you eat during the time of Tosefes Yom Kippurim, there's no chorus. Kim b'mitzvah sasei. Rafina b'gemara, b'dechsiv v'nizam b'tzav shal sechem b'tzitzvah l'chodesh b'erev me'er v'edev b'tishvah v'shabatchem v'mini yochem b'tishvah v'tana t'anamon b'erev v'iber v'yochem b'shatechshach t'anamon b'tishvah k'etzah b'tzvah b'chanam y'yoyim t'eloiz b'chanam k'etzah. You might remember that the other limud from this drosha is the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. This drosha might sound familiar to you. Really, in the Gemara, they're mutually exclusive. You either darshan that or that. But we won't go into that now. Vegam b'tzioso mosif, which is why we daven ma'ariv a bit later on Yom Kippur than we do even on Motzei Shabbos, I think, because it is din. You have to be mosif b'tzioso too. But again, there's no shir, so even a few seconds. But you should do it l'shem tosefes. You shouldn't do it because maybe your clock's wrong. You have to say, okay, the zman has arrived. Now I'm eating. So then you can do even 10 seconds. That's Yotzei the mitzvah. But it has to be your eating, not, oh, maybe it's still Yom Kippur. Shazmanu elav v'chamish me'el zama, ratzalom ha-shashir ben ha-shmoshel shushir ma'al ha-chevan v'chamish me'el zama, the time it takes to walk that much, v'ul erich rev ha-shor, kodim tezik ha-chodim, v'kodim l'zit, before ben ha-shmoshel tzarech lois of ma'at. Ben ha-shmoshel is already something laila. V'shir ha-shir 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 if you do a normal Tosefes. Before the sun sets at all. Not okay. Dying children, Mr. Bruce, have cotton chav gimel and shears over the first block of the knuckle and yanachila. Okay, this is too complicated to go into really. The point is, for us and for virtually all of Klal Yisrael in Europe, they taina there was some chassidim that were knowing like Rabbi Tam even the kula, but those days are over. You won't find anybody, I don't think, being knowing like a bit of Tam Lakula nowadays. It's sunset and Suffolk Laila. Sunset when the Chama dips below the horizon. Hey, yeah, different nuances, of course, but basically what we call Shkia is when the sun is Niskasa Meinenu. That starts Bein Hashmoshes. That starts Suffolk Laila. Tosefes has to be to add before that, 5 minutes before Shkia. Should be Makabel Tosef Yom Kippurim, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. That's our Tosefes Shabbos Tosef Yom Kippurim. Okay, good.